There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
Miracle. 38-0 to the Dolphins.
Jeez.
Look, I got on the bandwagon. I said I was willing to get my heart broken with the Dragons. It was a fling. It was fun. But it's not going to work out. It's not a me problem. It's a you problem. I was here. I was ready to give my best. Unfortunately, look, how long, all jokes aside, how long's a week in footy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You'd almost rather lose like a close match to the Titans and then lose a close match to the Dolphins rather than have an incredible match against the Titans and get absolutely towed by the Dolphins.
I made a deal with myself at the start of this game that for every Dolphins try, I was going to have a lamb cutlet, and I did not go hungry. Had a vegetable for every Dragons try that was scored too.
Cutlet crumbles.
Isn't a week can just be eternity in rugby league?
Like, and you just got egg on your face because you're so excited. They play incredible footy round one. They're playing flanno footy and they roll in the next week and you're going, what the hell do I know about rugby league? Jeez, like they looked, I cannot believe the drop off. And also on the vice versa,
yeah.
I cannot believe how good the Dolphins looked.
A long time for both these teams. They completely did a 180, both of them.
Bizarro will.
the Dolphins bounce back didn't surprise me one bit, and I was...
Oh, righty-o.
No, well...
Why'd you see the Dragons?
I knew they'd win 38-0.
Fortunately, there's actually a KO show yesterday that should be live on there that I actually rap the Dolphins. But the Dolphins bit didn't surprise me. The Dragons bit, I'm so shattered for them because, you know, because they've had a tough few years, we haven't had much positivity about them, didn't have really any throughout the preseason, looked right in the second game of the challenge, but it's just sort of back to square one for them. And everything positive we said, it's like, well, what do we say this week?
When you say back to square one, it's such a good thing to say because, like, now that round one is completely erased. Yeah. It literally means nothing. And so all of that goodwill that you've built up, like if they went up there, lost by 12 points, you go, yeah, fine, sweet, it's all good. But now it's like, the confidence must be rattled. All of the positive energy that you got from round one, that's all gone. It's just, seriously, it's a disaster round two for the Dragons.
I'll tell you what, pre-game, I had some cocky conversations with Dragons fans and I walked away thinking, you know what, this is great. They haven't had much to celebrate over the last years. It's great their team's turned it around. Christ, it must have been shattering for them watching that one.
I genuinely felt like upset for Dragons fans because reading the comments last week, just seeing them finally be able to enjoy a bit of footy. I know they've had wins. It's not like they haven't had wins, but it's the way they won last week, you know, a bit of hope and it's a new era. And then to come out and get done 38-0. And I think it's the longest maybe random stats guy put it up, the longest time a team hasn't been held to nil just got broken, as in Dragons were the longest team.
One of the biggest things last season was saying, where did points come from? There's no spark in this side. We saw them put points on last week. Then they put a duck egg up this week. It's like...
Yeah. And the other thing is no side has ever been held to nil at the same venue as a bloke live show and not gone on to win the spoon as well. So that's just something to think about.
That's concerning. Fans.
That is concerning.
That's concerning.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about the positive stuff, the Dolphins.
Just a stat.
You're just relaying the information.
Yep.
Facts over feelings.
Don't shoot the messenger.
On to the Dolphins. They looked absolutely outstanding, and I think they looked like... And look, a week's a long time in rugby league, so he could be sitting in next week going, what the hell's going on there? But I think they looked exactly like a lot of people in their, you know, best case scenario would look. They looked explosive through the middle. Their recruits absolutely impacted the game. Hammer had the ball in his hands a lot. He wanted the ball. Even to see the Hammer score a try and actually yell in excitement and almost anger and passion. We have never, ever, ever seen that from the Hammer. And I think that's a really good sign for the Dolphins that we're seeing a guy that's usually, you know, he's almost known for how cool and calm and chilly he is. Like, he can be in an Origin game, you know, a line break. It could look like he's not even breaking a sweat. To see a guy with that much passion after scoring tries, even the last where he knocks the ball out of Tyrell Sloan's hand and he gets up and he screams at the crowd.
Yeah.
We've never seen that from the Hammer.
Yep.
Never. I think that's great signs for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think, yes, last night was the first time I've ever watched Hammer play fullback live. And just every time he gets the ball, the entire stadium just rises.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen him play centre and stuff in Origin games, but to see it live and just see how effortlessly...
He just glides across the field.
He just moves.
Yeah.
He's crazy. And I want to give Jack Bostock a big shout-out.
Yeah, he was lucky not to probably get dropped last week, to be honest.
Yeah, and, you know, I remember watching him last year going, oh, kid's got so much ability, but he's just not ready for first grade. Trials, he looks great, and just his body, like, you can just see how much work he's put in this preseason and starting to get some rewards for it.
Yeah, and I really like that because he made his debut, and remember he got, not dropped, but he didn't get selected the next week.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the best game round one. Not terrible. There were other players that played worse. But then to come back and bounce back the way he did shows a, you know, a pretty strong mental game to be able to do that as a rookie.
And as is reiterated to us time and time again with Wayne Bennett coach sides, like, why would you doubt them not bouncing back and Bennett not giving a rev up? And you look at Hammer as the perfect example, who last week just the effort areas weren't quite there. And just what I watched him so closely from the ground. We were in the Leagues Club there on the deck. We had the best view of him in the first half. The effort areas were so good. He was following around every ruck. He was swinging from left to right. He just wanted to be in and around the ball. And when you've got that much speed and you're following the ball, things are going to happen. We saw with Bostock, he had that, I think it was a little offload or a tip on to him when that they had that broken play. Away, gone, try, and he's run the field. The stadium erupted. He was so impressive yesterday.
Isn't that KO Stadium, the Dolphins, like amazing setup? To be able to, like, you've got the cool stands very close to the grounds, but then to have the league club on the field like that is so freaking cool.
To be able to, you know, pick your peas at the bistro out of a bar there and then walk 15 metres and be on the field.
So good.
I know what you're going to say, but we just don't have that in Sydney.
Wow. Let's just pause on that. Campbelltown Leagues Club. Round five, round six, I think we've got the Broncos out there. We'll go out there and we'll compare the two.
Okay.
Probably don't have the deck facilities that we had last night, but it was incredible. Should be heritage listed. They can't tear that down, can they? It was just so good.
There's a bit of yarn going around that they want to put more seats or that or whatever, or even a hotel or whatever. Mate, just put more levels on the Leagues Club.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change it.
I wouldn't be changing anything.
How good's the 40-20 bistro as well?
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, and how's this for a bit of trivia as well? The postcode of Redcliffe is 40-20.
Ooh, I like that.
Just they had to have a rugby league team. They had to.
Now, an interesting talking point for the Dolphins is Donoghue came on. Donoghue or Donoghue?
Hugh.
Donoghue come on. So, Cody Nikurima, he goes off with HI. Whatever he went off with. HI? He goes off. Donoghue comes on. Isaiah Katoa and him, two of the younger halves together, steer the team to a 38-0 victory. Do you stick with that going forward? Very young, but also super talented.
Now, the other thing as well that I was told yesterday, and I haven't been able to confirm this, I don't know, maybe one of you guys have, but I was actually told yesterday that Sean O'Sullivan, he wasn't dropped. He apparently had a child over the last few hours leading up to that game. That's why he didn't play, because he also didn't play reserve grade. So I read it as Sean O'Sullivan's been dropped for that game.
Well,
maybe he also
Nikurima
didn't play
was named at 6 and 7, though. So,
what?
Nikodema and Isaiah Katoa named at 6 and 7.
Yep, but Sean O'Sullivan played round one, didn't play round two. I assume he got dropped, but I was told by two different people yesterday that he didn't play because he had a child this week, so he might be in contention still.
So, wouldn't have he got named though if he was, and then they see, you know, when the birth is going to be? Because they wouldn't have been able to know for sure whether it was going to be on that
well,
day.
Well, I don't know if there was maybe complications to whatever, but when I mentioned in the live show that he'd been dropped, that's when people came and told me
he hadn't been.
There was a child this week because he didn't play reserve grade either. So, that's just what people have told me. Just something to keep an eye on because he might not be out of contention too. But it sucks that the two young kids came in and did so well for Sean.
I tell you what, you win 38-0. I think you, especially when it's already been up in the air, that 6-7 role.
Yep.
I think you keep him.
You guys mentioned it yesterday on the live show about Isaiah Katoa. You expect him to play round one. I don't think you can drop him after that.
38-0. Both the boys. Donoghue killed it in the trials as well. Katoa, you know, had one of his best games in the jersey. And a try assist, 67 run meters, 9 runs, 17 tackles, 0 misses, and 2 line break assists.
Tuhu was the other one, and I spoke about him quite a bit in the live show yesterday. Max Plath.
Yeah.
I just didn't think he'd get an opportunity this year to really show what he can do. But to play 13, played 53 minutes, ran for 105 metres, 37 tackles, 0 missed. He was very good.
And, you know, we asked Ray Stone, you know, about Max. And as soon as he said, you know, what's Max Plath like, his eyes kind of lit up and said, mate, he's a goer. I love him. So the good thing for the Dolphins is we're talking about three of their young guys stepping up in a big, you know, obviously Hammer's a young fella. You know, you've got the 6'7", super young. That's very exciting signs for the next few years. Again, it is one game, but it is still 38-0 in the NRL in key position. So 6, 7, 13, all young players just led a team to a 38-0 victory in the NRL. That's a very positive sign.
Good to see you and Aitken back in first grade too. So much better than playing reserve grade, you and Aitken.
Oh, with this, the makeup of this side, I think you have to keep him in the side because he is so explosive and mobile and the speed of the game. I just think that it's good to have veterans for sure. You've got to have veterans in the side. But I think too many veterans in this speed of the game, you've got to sprinkle in that kind of more explosive player.
Especially with Lemuelu out injured, who is that explosive edge back somewhat, well, in a lot of ways, like for like. Like it's, yeah.
The great Marky Nichols goes over for a meeting. Love that. 5 tackle breaks. Stop it. He might get out of the Nut Trucker Club. 5 tackle breaks.
Yeah, with stats like that.
Holy. But yeah, really, really good signs for the Dolphins. The good thing is now we have evidence of like essentially top 8 footy. It's about doing it every single week now. It's about doing it every single week. Onto the Dragons. You know, challenge Sloan to kind of do it week on, week out. Now, he did have 10 tackle breaks. So there were moments of brilliance. But at the same time, unfortunately, he didn't back up that same performance that he put in. Now, we don't expect him to score bloody 2 or 3 tries every game, but it's just that consistent 80-minute performance. Unfortunately, I was a bit in and out, but from what I saw, there was a little bit of inconsistency there.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, when you get done 38-0, it's tough for anyone out there. This is the problem when I'm talking about the Dragons now. You know, I thought last week, okay, this is the brand of the Dragons. This is who they are. Now I'm back to square one. I've got no idea.
Yeah. You know, that like it felt like Flano footy last week, and then this week it's like literally the complete opposite. Like not – they weren't tough through the middle, not ruthless. You know, positives are Lomax once again, 27 carries, 185 metres, 81 post-contact. Like that's really good. And again, the positive is at least – yes, he did fall in and out of the game, Sloan, but I mean, 10 tackle breaks is nothing to sniff at in 2 line breaks. Yeah.
And I mean, once again, full credit to the Dolphins without taking anything away from Zach Lomax. When he has 27 runs of the football to keep him to 185 metres, that's a pretty good knock.
Yeah.
They had, probably not entirely surprising, a 38-0 scoreline, but the Dragons didn't have a forward run over 91 metres.
Yeah, and then you look at 6 and 7, Flano and Hunt. 3 errors for Hunt, 2 errors for Kyle Flanagan. 5 errors between your halves is always going to be tough. But unfortunately...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, we're probably focusing on the wrong thing. When you lose 38-0, it's your forwards getting completely dominated, yep. Unfortunately. And they were so good last week. It's just surprising to see. Yeah, I'm just shocked to see the difference between their best game and their worst game is quite substantial.
Yeah, so to be honest with you guys, from being out there, we left at halftime. I find it really hard to sort of get a read on the Dragons because you've seen the two polar opposite ends 2 weeks. I'm just happy to sit and watch them for another week.
Because you can't really make a definitive statement. Is the round one what they are, or is round two what they are?
Even if I sat at home and watched that game twice really closely, I still don't know how much more I could say about the Dragons because we don't know what they're about yet.
Both sides had 186 runs and the Dolphins had 400 extra run meters. I will throw into that there are a couple of runaways, so that probably aided that a lot.
But, I mean, for them to have the same amount of runs and the score be so different.
Yeah.
Some of that defense around the ruck there was pretty poor, Was it Avarillo's try towards the end there? Quite soft through the middle there. There was another one. Even the hammer comes around the back, steps on the inside, steps again, scores.
Way too easy.
You gotta have inside trail to sort that out. At the very least, make contact with him.
Oh, the Marshall King try late where he just dummied and went through almost untouched straight through the middle. It's like, it's not.
And so, things like that, you just. Hopefully they can improve next week. Flano has come out and said absolutely was not good enough for a Dragons jersey. And I do appreciate that if you're a Dragons fan, he's putting the Dragons. Sometimes when coaches come out and they say, it's not good enough, but you don't really hear them talk about trying to uphold the standards of the jersey. I do appreciate Flano has come out and said it's not good enough for a Dragons jersey. He's trying to instill some, basic levels of earning that jersey.
It's really interesting when you have a look through the stats from that game. As you said, the runs are the same. Yeah, Dolphins only had 2 minutes of more ball than the Dragons. A lot of things are sort of reasonably even, but the one thing that stands out for me, the Dolphins, they made 5 errors. If you're only going to make 5 errors, it's tough to lose a game of football.
Dwayne Bennett, isn't it? High completion, just get through it.
Yeah. Anything else on the Dragons?
Nope.
Matty?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, you've been talking this whole time. It's just been a bit too much, mate. I just want to let you know. All right. All right. That is us done and doosted.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.